So I was messaging Connor earlier this week, and I asked him, "Hey, when do you want to record? Do you want to record Wednesday? I could do Wednesday. I could probably do Thursday." And Connor said, "I think I want to go on a trip. I think I want to take a trip." And I told him, "Yeah, go. Sure, take a trip." Because I've been telling Connor for a little while now. You have a break. You have your time off. Use it. Go explore Thailand. You've been in Bangkok. You've seen Bangkok. Go explore the rest of Thailand." I've been telling him this for a little while now. So he said, "I want to go on this trip." And I was like, "All right, yeah, fine. I like don't worry about it. I'll go solo this week. I got this. I can do it. I've done it before. I can do it again." So Connor went on his trip. He's on a trip now. I don't know where he went. I'm sure we'll find out next week when we talk again. He sent me some photos. Some beautiful scenic photos of him in the mountains of Thailand, some rolling hills with beautiful trees. But yeah, Connor went on a trip because he starts teaching his new position at the end of May, so he has about a little over a month and a half left of kind of freedom before he's locked in for a little while. So I think you should go out and explore what Thailand has to offer before he's teaching again. And therefore, the reason why I'm explaining this is to provide a reason as to why Connor is not joining us this week. It is because he is on a trip. So let's just get right into it. I'm just going to start off with the Reddit question because I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about this week. So this Reddit question is it's from the subreddit Ask Reddit, and it's asked by user Yupia, and they ask, and I think this is a very fitting question for what I do. What's a podcast actually worth listening to? So. Obviously, I'm a bit of a podcast enthusiast. I make podcast. I re listen to podcasts. I really like podcasts. Not only am I a podcast enthusiast, I'm a music enthusiast. I love listening to music. I'm really behind right now on all the albums that I listen to. I listened to five albums yesterday, and I still have eight to go. It's my goal this week to fully catch up on albums. So hopefully I can pull that off. But we'll see. We'll see. It's a lot of albums. Eight albums is a lot. But I'm trying to catch back up. I've just had some pretty busy weeks. So I've had these group projects. I take four classes this semester, 12 credit hours. And right now, three of them have these group projects going on. And the work that I have to do for the group projects isn't necessarily difficult. It's fairly easy work. But it's the scheduling times with three separate groups to meet throughout the week. And this is around my classes, my work, and then everything else they have going on as well. So it's just crazy and hectic to schedule these meetings with three different groups to try to get work done. Sometimes it's one meeting a week, sometimes it's two. But it's just a lot. Sometimes I'll have two meetings in one day and it's just exhausting. And like the time between the meetings, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours. And that middle time, that time in between just feels like I don't know what to do with it. The good thing is though, this upcoming week is my last week of meetings. So last week I finished one of the group meetings. We're done with the group project. We're done meeting. So I was happy about that. I got that one out of the way. And then this week on Wednesday, so that would be like the 19th, Wednesday, April 19th, I'm done with my second group. We're meeting on Monday to wrap things up. And then Wednesday we present and I'm done with that one. And then Friday, I wrap things up with my last group. So I'm actually really happy about that. So I'll be done with all my group work by the end of the week. And then the rest of the weeks, the last 2 weeks, 1 week of classes, 1 week of exams, It shouldn't be that bad. I think I have to type like two papers and I have exams. So the rest of the year after this, and I say rest of the year, it's literally, I have like 3 weeks of school left. But the last 2 weeks should be pretty easy after this one's wrapped up because I won't be doing group projects anymore. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy to, I'll have free time. I'll have time to like do things. I'll have time to catch up on my albums that I need to listen to. Anyway, back on topic, back on track. Podcasts. What podcasts are actually worth listening to? Yes. So I got a list. Not really a list. I just have my podcast app up right now and I'm gonna just talk about some of them. So the two podcasts that I actually listen to the most, and this has been the case for quite some time now, is My Brother and Me. It's probably the first podcast I ever listened to, I believe. Or no, it's the second podcast I listened to. Recommended to me by Connor. It's these three brothers. They just bounce off each other. They answer questions. It's great. I've actually seen them live because they're from the Ohio area, so I've gone and seen them live. And I think it was, where did I see them? Was it, I think it was Cincinnati. I went to Cincinnati to see them live, and it was a lot of fun. But great podcast. The three brothers, they're hilarious. And the next show I'm recommending is called The Adventure Zone, which is it features the same three brothers, and then their dad comes along, and it's a Dungeon and Dragons type podcast. So if you don't like Dungeon and Dragons and that kind of role playing, ignore this one. But if you do, the one campaign they did called Ethersea was about 40 episodes long, like 45, 44 episodes. Very entertaining. Like their improv is excellent. But those two podcasts, love those ones. Past that, I really have been liking the Always Sunny podcast. That's the three main actors from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie, Glenn, and Rob, and they just watch their episodes and then talk about it. But they also get off track and just talk about random stuff, and it's been really fun to listen to. They're quite an enjoyable podcast. Some one-offs. I got some like one-off some shows that are really short and easy to listen to. So one is called S Town. It's 7 episodes long. Yeah, 7 episodes. It came out a couple years ago. I think it came out in like, let me pull it up real quick. Came out in 2017. It's 7 episodes. Super, super like good listen. I'm not gonna get into too much detail about what it's about because that's part of the enjoyment of this show, but it's called S Town. It's very excellent. Another, this isn't necessarily a one-off show. It's a show released every year on Thanksgiving. It's called Till Death Do Us Blart. This again features those same three brothers, the McElroys, and then two other podcasters from Australia. And every year they watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 and talk about it. And they've done it for, I think, about 9 years now. So nine or 8 years, I believe. So we've gotten to the point where the theories they've created around Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 are hilarious. And what's nice is it's a show you can binge it all in like two weeks, and then you're caught up, and then you just gotta listen to one episode a year. It's not that big of a commitment. This is the perfect podcast for me because it's like one episode a year. I got that. That's easy. But very, very funny episodes. Very, very funny episodes. Like the podcast is hilarious. Past this, past that. I'll talk about like two more, okay? I think another pretty funny one is trying to pull it up here. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Okay, it's not a funny one, but welcome to Night Vale. They release episodes, I think it's bi-weekly. I just kind of pick and choose what episodes I listen to. But they just talk about conspiracy theories that are true. And all episodes are like less than 30 minutes, so they're super easy to listen to, and they're very well done. Like the production of these episodes are fantastic. Similarly, just another like really fun and like interesting show is called Our Fake History. I don't really know the release schedule for this episode. It's just like every month they'll release like two or three parts of a topic, and then you'll get a couple weeks breaks, and then they'll do another one. So like they've done stuff, you know, Who Knows Houdini. It's a three part episode. They've done an episode like called What's the Problem with Socrates? Just like things that you thought were true or you thought were fake, and they just give you the real deeds. It's a fun episode, and you like learn as well. So like shows where I can learn when it doesn't feel like learning, they're doing a good job. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, those are some podcasts I'd recommend. If you have time to listen to anything more than this one, if not, just stick with Opinion Central. If you only got time for one podcast a week, it might as well be this one. That's all I'm gonna say. No need to expand the library if you're only gonna listen to one episode a week. But if not, those are some suggestions. Anyway, what I'm gonna be talking about this week, I just got a lot of like things going on. This is a what's going on in Paul's life episode. So first thing first, obviously I only got 3 weeks left of college, which is getting more and more surreal as the days go by. Like it's just a really weird feeling. And I'm excited, but I'm also just, part of me is already like upset. Part of me is sad because I know I'm probably never going to come back to Ohio University. I just don't have any reason to. It's out of the way, and it just wouldn't be worth it for me to come back. So that kind of aspect of I'll probably never be here again in my life is really weird. Who knows? Maybe I have people at some point that come back here and I visit, but as of right now, this is, after these 3 weeks are up, I probably won't be coming back. And so I've been trying. So I've had food at a lot of places here on the campus grounds throughout Athens. I've ate a lot of different food at a lot of different places. It's all been pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the food selection here in Athens. But I obviously haven't been everywhere. Even within the 4 years that I've been here, I haven't checked out everywhere possibly known to man in Athens County. So I've made that I've created a little list, like a bingo card of restaurants that I want to go to. I had a list of eight of them, and I've been to half of them already. So I've been like, there was like a Thai place that I wanted to go to. There's just been like some bar food places that I've wanted to check out where like I've gone there to drink before late at night, but I haven't gone there for actual food. So I've been like, oh, I kind of want to see what their food's like. So I've tried a couple bars out for food, but yeah, there's some Indian places I want to try. Just a couple of places. I went to a Thai place, Siam Thai, and I sent Connor what I got. I got like I got the Thai milk tea, which was pretty good, which it's orange normally when you mix it with the milk. And Connor said, I sent a photo of Connor. He said, no, it's not orange enough. Although it was pretty orange. But then he sent me a photo of his tea, and his tea was more orange. But you know, I'm going to give him an A for trying, right? And then I got some spicy curry with pork dumplings in it, and it was very good. I love curry. I also love spicy. I got a 7 out of 10 on the spicy spectrum for this restaurant. And it was spicy, but kind of after gauging what a 7 was, I feel like I could have done 10 out of 10. I'm really trying to do spicy things. I want to become a spicy pro. My goal, okay? I don't know if you listening, you listeners, if you ever seen the show Hot Ones. So Hot Ones, it's a Wings. It's a show on YouTube hosted by Sean Evans. They just wrapped up like season 22. They've been doing crazy good. He's been doing it for about 10 years now. And he interviews celebrities, like big name celebrities. You know, he's had Gordon Ramsay, Jake Gyllenhaal. I can't think now. Now that I'm trying to think of them, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Cera, Paul Rudd, just any big celebrity, from athlete to singer to actor, they've all come onto his show. And essentially what it is he has 10 wings set up, and they go in ascending order of hotness on the Scoville scale. So the first wing's pretty tame, and then by the time you get to the last one, very hot wing. And it's 10 different sauces, and throughout the 20-minute video, throughout the 30 minutes that they're probably doing this, he asks interview questions. My goal, because I think if I were to be on that show, I wouldn't do great. I personally don't think I would do great. So I want to get good at eating spicy food so that by who knows how I would pull it off. But if I were to ever be on that show, I'd want to be able to do it so well and not even break a sweat. So that people would ask the question, did they put the sauce on the wings? I want to get to that point. Also, if you all like watching celebrity interviews, definitely check out Hot Ones. Fantastic. Sean Evans is a great interviewer, and the concept of eating hot wings while getting interviewed, it's amazing. It's as good as you think it sounds. But yeah, and I also just do like the taste of spicy food. Whether or not I can handle it, I not only love the idea of it, but I do love the taste of it. So that's another reason why I do want to get good at eating really, really spicy food. Because I know the spicy food that I eat here, it's nothing like the spicy food in, let's say, an actual Asian country. Even in areas of the States where you do have a more immigrant-based community, so the food's a little more authentic. I remember in Seattle when I was visiting Paul John and all his friends, we went to a hot pot place, and obviously Seattle is a very heavy, has a very large Asian population, and most of those people come from Asian countries, so you're getting the food that they would make in Asia because these people came from the place that the food's based in. And we were getting hot pot, and we were choosing our two broths, so we were doing two broths, and we chose the chicken broth as like a simple broth. And then we were doing a spicy broth. And one of his friends, they asked me, how good are you with spicy? And I was like, oh yeah, I like spicy. And so they were like, oh, you want 100% spicy then? And I said, maybe not 100%. Maybe not 100%. So I think we did 50%. It was either 50 or 75. I think we just did 50% spicy. Anyway, we do the 50% spicy. And how hot pot works, it's one of my, like, I love. So the one of the reasons why I love, I guess, the Chinese dishes of food, especially when eaten properly in accordance to how they would eat it in China, is it's much more of a communal dinner. It's a much more of a communal, like, feast, because instead of ordering individual dishes, you're ordering for the whole table, and then you all eat from the collection of food that you ordered. So for hot pot, you order a bunch of raw, like, meat, you order noodles, vegetables, anything that you would put in a hot boiling broth. And then it all shows up, and you all, like, you would throw in the stuff into the broth, and then just as you please, with your chopsticks, you just grab whatever food you want out of the broth and eat it. And you'd have a little bowl with, like, rice. You get a bowl with rice for your own use, and then you'd bring the food over, eat it. It's just a lovely way of eating food. I like it a lot. And that's not just with the hot pot. That's with most Asian ways of eating. So we went to a Korean place, and we just ordered like three dishes. It was like eggs and peppers, like a rice dish, and I don't remember the third one. But you order it together, and then you just both eat from it. I like that idea. Anyway, we're eating the hot pot. I mean, food cooked in the spicy broth. I'm also eating food cooked in the chicken broth. And the other thing that's happening is I'm drinking a lot, because I'm not paying. And also, I don't think the person who was paying would let me not drink. So the minute my bottle was about one fourth full or one fourth empty, I should say. No, one fourth full, not one fourth empty. That is different. The minute my bottle got one fourth, was at one fourth full, he would order another one for me already. So I was drinking pretty consistently. And I remember I was sitting there at some point. This is after maybe an hour of eating. And I'm sitting there. I'm not drunk by any means, but I am tipsy. And I just remember thinking, I started getting like the sweats. And I just think, that spicy broth is killing me right now. Like just in an instant, my mouth just started heating up. But I'd keep on eating it because it was delicious. It was so good. But I thanked myself I didn't tell them to order the 100% spicy, because I feel like that would have done it for me. That would have been game over. I don't know what led on, like why I'm here now in the discussion. But anyway, yeah, I do want to get good at eating spicy food. I think that's what it was. I was talking about spicy food. I do want to get good at eating spicy food. I love spicy food. What's next? I'm so off track right now. Oh, okay. Yeah. So only got 3 weeks left. I've been trying to hit up a couple food places that I haven't seen yet. Another thing that I've been doing, I've been going out more. I went out last night, actually. Yeah, last night. Had a good time. Been seeing like a couple bands. So yeah, these last couple weeks, I'm going to be trying to go out more. We're going to just soak in OU for the last bit of time I got here. But it's all exciting. All exciting. And it's all exciting because this is the next part. This is the fun, the cool, great, fun news part. It's all exciting. I'll be graduating May 6th, Saturday. That's the day that I put on the cap and gown and walk down the aisle, whatever it is I do. But after that, I will come back to my apartment, pack everything up, and drive back home. Drive back home to Dover, Ohio. And that is where I will chill for a good month, which I'm very excited about. I'm very excited to have a month, the month of May, even more so, because I'll be able to just chill, nice weather. I'm going to be able to read. I'm going to be able to work out a little bit. I'm going to be able to just hang out, go see movies. I want to get a PlayStation 5, so I can play some games with friends, because I haven't owned a proper gaming console. I own a Nintendo Switch, but I'm not counting it. But I haven't owned like a Xbox or PlayStation since probably 2016. So I want to, you know, reward myself a little bit, get a PlayStation for graduating. Like, good job. You did it. You did the 4 years. Here's a PlayStation. So I'm thinking about getting that so I can play with my friends over the course of that month. But yeah, it'll be nice to have a month where I don't really have to do too much. So I'll chill for a bit. My sister's graduation party will be on June 10th, which is also my birthday. So I'm glad they decided to one-up my birthday with a graduation party. Nah, no hard feelings. But and then after that, so after June 10th, that's a Saturday. June 11th comes around, and that's a Sunday. And then June 12th, which is a Monday, is when I start working with my new job. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I got a job. So, yeah, big news, got a job. I will be working for Kohl's. For those of you who don't know what Kohl's is like one of the biggest retail, like clothing retail stores in the U.S. They have over 1,200 stores across all states, or maybe it's 1,100. It's close to 1,200, I promise. Oh, let's see. How many Kohl's in USA? 1,100 stores, yeah. In 49 states, oh yeah, they don't have a store in Hawaii, which is tragic. They're missing the one state. But yeah, Kohl's is very popular in the States. Very big chain of retail. And so I got a job with Kohl's. I will be doing 3 months of training. So I will be living at home, which I'm pretty happy about. I'll be living at home for 3 months as they had me train at a store kind of within 30 minutes from where I live. It might be a 10-minute drive, it might be a 30-minute drive, but it'll be close enough where I'm just going to drive from home. It'll be 3 months of training, and then come September, which is where I'm estimating when the training's done. I think I did the math, and 3 months from June 12th is like September 4th or something like that. Well, not September 4th, but like September 12th, whatever. It's early September. And after that point, I will get relocated to a different store where I will become an assistant manager. And that's where I'll start. I'll start working as assistant manager, and kind of the plan from there is to get promoted to a manager, and then a general manager, and then a district manager, and then whatever, you know, go up the ladder, right? So I'm excited. It's an exciting thing. I've worked in food service. I've been working in food service for about 2 years now. And so I've seen the side of food service. It's an interesting field. I like the action of it. But I'm also really excited to check out retail. And from, you know, the interview processing and whatnot, and just from seeing what retail's like as a customer, that's also going to be a job where I'm going to be able to just work and stay busy. And it's also very diverse, kind of like what I do now. I'm not going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be doing different things all the time, which is another thing I'm really excited about. So it's a job I'm pretty excited about. I'm happy with it. Also, I get a pretty good Kohl's discount on old Kohl's stuff. And unlike, you know, if you worked at like just a clothing store and you can only get discounts on clothes, Kohl's is not just a clothing store. Kohl's has like kitchen appliances and bed frames and mattresses. And so I'll be able to get discounts on some pretty solid stuff. So whenever I get relocated and I get an actual apartment, I'm going to be able to get that Kohl's discount, baby, and buy me some pots and pans. It's going to be great. So yeah, that's the news. That's the big news. I got a job, but I'll get a month. I'll get a month off from May 6th to June 12th. So very, very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. Obviously, we'll keep on kicking it with the podcast, keeping that weekly. Connor and I, because at that point, Connor and I will both be in a pretty set schedule. So we'll have to see what our recording times are going to look like. But yeah, I'll be working 40 hours a week every other weekend, you know, which I'm okay with. The every other weekend thing, I know some people don't like that, but I work that now. I work every other weekend now with my job, and it does not really bother me at all. So, but yeah, very excited for it. Quick like Star Wars talk. I know that's a weird transition, right? Finished The Bad Batch season 2, animated Star Wars show. Very, very good. Like, enjoyed it quite a lot. I'm not gonna like give any spoilers, but if you guys like Star Wars lore, so far out of the Disney Plus Star Wars shows, my favorite is Andor. Still, I don't know if I talked about Andor or a lot. I hope I did. I don't remember though. Andor was excellent. The writing, excellent. It was built for a more mature audience, which was great. But just best live action Star Wars show there is, like, easily. And then this Bad Batch show is probably my second favorite Star Wars show so far. Star Wars Visions season 2 is coming out May 4th. So may the 4th be with you. For those of you who don't know, Star Wars Vision was like a 8-episode one-off. Each episode was different. Each episode was animated by a different animation studio, which was awesome. But they were all like anime studios from Japan. This season 2, is just animation in general. So you have studios from Italy, studios from America, studios from Japan, all different types of animation style. So I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be awesome. And then lastly, Mandalorian. I don't want to talk about too much because the finale comes out this upcoming week. So I'll probably talk about it after. But current thoughts on it, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about The Mandalorian right now. Well, I'll talk about it when the finale comes out. All right. That's your Star Wars news. That's all I wanted to keep it brief. I just had a short amount of stuff to say about it. What else? I don't think I have much else. I got a Would You Rather. Do I want to say anything else before the Would You Rather? Real quick, because, you know, I said I've been listening to albums. I said I'm behind on albums. Just like some quick album recommendations, because why not? Out of some of the new stuff I've listened to, Never Enough by Daniel Caesar, amazing. The French Girl Effect by Milk, super groovy. Same goes for Young Hearts by Benny Sings. Those two albums are groovy as you can ever get. new Fallout Boy album, So Much for Stardust, was a jam, and the amount of genre hopping they do in that album is crazy, and I loved it. Lastly, some great, just good old pop. Ellie Goulding released her new album, Higher Than Heaven. That was a fun album. Other than that, that's all I'll talk about album-wise for now, I think. But might as well throw the recs out. If I feel like I'm just giving you recommendations today. TV shows, music, podcasts, all the recommendations. Here you go. Hey, this is my I'm they're handouts, all right? Anyway, time for a Would You Rather. I heard one of my friends said this the other night, and I was like, oh, I'm typing that. That's the Would You Rather this week. It is so here's the question. Would you rather fight a chicken every time you got in your car or a lion once a year? Okay. And I'm not gonna consider the fact that I don't drive a lot. Because the thing is, I'll probably be driving a lot pretty soon. My driving habits are gonna change when I move back home, which I'm kind of upset about, but I realize Dover isn't a very walkable place. So sad, but I've enjoyed my walking, my town walking, as I've had it. So yeah, every time I get into a car, I have to fight chicken. I feel like that's not that hard, right? Even if the chicken's really angry at you, it's very easy to take on a chicken. I could probably just punt the thing, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. But if you're talking about if you get in a car to work from work, maybe some driving in between, that's four, like 3 to 5 times a day you're fighting a chicken. Like you open the door, and a chicken spawns and comes after you. That's 3 to 5 times a day. So that's five, maybe five chickens that you got to take out. It would really suck if you were like a DoorDash person, because that's a lot of chickens. Anyway, also, do I get to keep the chicken after I take it out? Because that's like free food. I'm just saying. But yeah, it probably would get exhausting. I'm not gonna lie, it would get exhausting, and it would get so exhausting that you might even consider it's a good idea to take on a lion. Which it isn't, okay? Even if it's once a year, we're taking it. I'm taking this as you don't gear up. It's not like I get a spear or a gun to take on this lion. The same rules apply for the chicken. It's just you versus that animal, fists on claws or whatever the chicken has. Well, I guess chickens have claws. Like it's just you versus that animal, nothing else. And a lion, the king of the jungle, that thing's gonna mess you up 100%, especially if it's angry at, oh, you lose. You lose. If the lion wasn't angry at you, but you still had to fight it, and then let's say, oh, I got the chance of a sneak attack because it's a friendly lion. I go up and I punch the lion, then I'm dead either way. The lion then gets pissed and then it bites out my jugular. There's no way you take on a lion. There's no, I don't know how. How in any way, in any scenario, would you beat a lion one-on-one with your bare fist? I just don't know how you would do it. So I have to go with the chicken. Despite how annoying it would get, I think you'd get to the point where it's just routine, right? Oh, there's the chicken. Then now the chicken's gone, right? So I'm fighting the chicken. I'm fighting the chicken every time I get into my car because it's the logical decision here. But yeah, that's it. That's it for the episode today. Hope you all enjoyed. The talk to you next week. We'll have Connor back. We'll get to hear about his little trip he went on. And other than that, have a great week. Have a great day, and stay saucy.